This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with James Anito about demons in society. You had mentioned before we got on the air that there was a case that you were involved in, and even an exorcist got involved in.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out to be fraudulent. Me through that, because it'd be interesting to kind of pull the curtain back and, you know, see how that works. I know you guys are super vigilant on, like, who you know, mm-hmm. allow into that world, because a lot of times things can be debunked and you want to make sure there's not a mental health thing going on. Yeah. How did this go?
So yeah, definitely. So I always try to check the boxes off, and sometimes we are fooled. We're all human. I really had a feel for this person. The biggest reason is that the paranormal investigator that got me involved, this is in Tennessee, by the way, the paranormal investigator that got me involved is a police officer by day.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them actually were. So, you know, I definitely, and I don't think it's their fault. I think they were fooled as well. You know, even the greatest of us can be fooled. So, you know, I think in that form is I kind of let my guard down, but there were things that that were occurring, maybe forcefully by the person. Maybe they, like telekinesis or telepathy or psychokinesis, things were happening in those senses. So maybe they were projecting it. But the police officer actually felt uneasy at the house. He said that some data points are occurring. I have video of certain things. You know, one of the things that was pretty interesting was she was vomiting up a black substance, you know, it was caught on video, and I had, you know, didn't see a sample in person because it was Tennessee, but they seen a sample in person, and they're police officers, so they had been around blood, and it wasn't, you know, red, but it could have been internal bleeding as well, and kind of crossed that off. But one of the interesting things is, you know, she even gave records of her you know, psychological visit. She went to the hospital to get checked. There was an injury, of course, and you know, I think in that point we did question it, and it was enough to pass it along. It's especially somebody local. You know, I know an exorcist out in Tennessee, and they'd be able to handle it physically, and of course they also have a psychologist on their team, so they could get a second opinion as well. And so, yeah, I passed it along because of all the stuff from the data I seen from the, you know, black bile that was caught on video,
mm-hmm.
You know, the police officer's testimony, and, you know, her friends and family's testimonies of how she changed. And, you know, I have a consciousness. I felt bad for this woman. And, you know, I had some red flags about it. I was there's things I, of course, questioned. But, you know, I went along with it, and it took a few consultations with the exorcist before he got it out of her that she had actually been faking all of this. And you know, unfortunately I wasted his time, and I feel, you know, I should have done it better, but I wasn't local. If I was local, then I would have been able to dissect it better. And to take a trip from Rhode Island to Tennessee, with what was going on with my health issues and stuff like that the past 8 months of my life,
yeah.
You know, would have been nearly impossible to go that far without, mm-hmm. you know, any worries in my heart and my brain. So like, you know, I don't want to put myself at risk or my family or those people at risk, because I don't know what was happening with me until I found out. But yeah, no. So even sometimes when you sift things through with a toothbrush or a comb, mm-hmm. You know, it still can slip through the cracks. And that was one of them, you know. I'm not perfect. I'm not, you know, some people call me an expert, and even a specialist and expert can make mistakes.
Sure.
You know, it happens all the time. But yeah, no, that's one case that went a long way, you know.
Yeah, I mean, to see that they went, you know, to the depths that they did, even the video of the black bile and the physical production of yeah. such a thing. What was determined? Like, how did she make those things happen and others see it and believe that this is in fact what they're seeing is real?
So, you know, as far as the black bile, I never had a conclusion, because when the exorcist took over, they usually push you out. Even though a close friend of mine, it becomes very internal, mm-hmm. Especially that he's connected to a church, you know, not the Catholic Church. He's he's part of the Church of England in mm-hmm. in the United States, which are like Catholics, but, you know, they have their own Anglican / Catholic beliefs. It's like a mixture. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, basically we never realized, but one thing that I did kind of come across, and, you know, I'm not a medical professional, so I missed this, is that supposedly there was a deflated part of her lung. Mm-hmm. And I'm tending to think that maybe the black bile was something natural and maybe a part of that deflated lung. Mm-hmm. But I also have done research, and, you know, it would have been a different color, but maybe in that certain circumstance, it was different yeah. and could have been black. But, you know, as far as how she produced it, if it wasn't from the lung, then I don't really know, because it was caught on camera, her yeah. vomiting it out. And I'm pretty sure that the police officers who are legitimate, I know they are police officers, wouldn't have been a part of this grand scheme of faking as yeah. well. So, it, you know, it fooled all of us, really, you know, even fooled the exorcist at first until, yeah. You know, because an exorcist doesn't always, when they get involved, doesn't always come in and start doing exorcism.
Sure.
Sometimes, you know, like seeing a doctor, there are consultation, a process before they rip you open in surgery. You know, there's a consultation, they do their testing, and, you know, fortunately he was able to do his testing and his consultation in person, and was able to unravel the onion.
How interesting. What became, when she did this and it was figured out that it was, you know, false, was this a case where she was believing her own story, or was this truly just done in malice of, let's see how far we can take these people?
I think she really believed her story at first.
You okay.
know, unfortunately, one of the things is there was trauma apparent, and that's not to throw that out the window right away, because every demonic case that I've ever been a part of, trauma was prevalent in some form or fashion, either in early childhood or more so recently. So there was trauma with her.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of that was trauma induced. You know, she was sexually, sexually molested mm-hmm. and abused. So I think, you know, she didn't know this need for attention, this need and want for help. Kind of emulated, projected in a different way.
Sure.
And she was going, you know, some people don't know what they're doing, you know, or they know what they're doing and they're so good at lying and keeping it mm-hmm. within themselves and internalizing it. So, you know, unfortunately, I'll never know. I got, to be honest with you, is before the exorcist got involved, we kind of got into it. Mm-hmm. So she cut communication off with me, which I think is the best thing, because I think if not, she would have reached out to me again.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was, she came basically, the exorcist, you know, an exorcist, it doesn't jump to your wishes. You know, they have a lot of other people on, and this priest is also a parish priest. So, of course, he runs a congregation. So, you know, we basically got into it, how I wasn't helping her, basically snapped at me. And I'm not a person you snap at, especially when I work my butt off and I allow you to call me at certain points of the night. And you know, I've done every process to get you this help. You know, if you snap at me, I'm basically gonna put you in your place. I'm a respect person. If you don't respect me, I'm gonna throw the gauntlet down. So she basically didn't like that, and unfortunately she parted ways with me. But you know, the exorcist was already involved, so it was good.
That wraps up the second half of our conversation with James Unito. A big thank you to him for joining us in the program and sharing his experiences with us. And thank you for supporting the program and keeping us on the air. Until next time, for all of us at The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.